Hare Krishna.
My apologies for not giving an update yesterday, but I was sort of in transit at the hospital from one department to another for some final tests, and then coming back. Anyway, we didn't have the energy. But I feel well, and now just recuperating over the next few days or almost week before coming back to to the UK. So that's the update. Unless there's anything more to be known, then I guess we can just all take it for granted that everything's okay. And thank you once again for all the devotees who are sending their well wishes and letters of concern. Letters of concern. Right now I'm doing a puja and have some devotees here in the room, and I'm going to let them ask some questions or discuss some topics. Anybody?
I had a quick question very much about meditation on the Guru. Some months ago you spoke about when chanting one's Gayatri, one meditates on the Diksha Guru, and devotees are also asking about meditating on one's Shiksha Guru, and you replied that one has to ask the Shiksha Guru if one wants to do that. How does that transpose or apply to when we're singing Mangalarti, for example, Guru Puja, which are both dedicated to the Guru? Is Srila Prabhupada the focus of our meditation, or is the Diksha Guru, the Shiksha Guru, the focus of our meditation?
Someone has to be pretty good if they're meditating on so many things all at once. So, if they're accomplished, then that's fine. Then they'll know the answers to their questions. It's like the question, you know, do you meditate on Krishna's pastimes or qualities when you chant the holy name? We just listen to the holy name. Generally, that question arises when a devotee is not accomplished in listening to Krishna's name. If they become accomplished in listening to Krishna's name, then the answer is self-explanatory. My general, of course, my Diksha Guru and Prabhupada are the same person. My Diksha Guru and the founder Acharya are the same person. My general practice is that when during Mangalarti, then I meditate on Srila Prabhupada as Srila Prabhupada, and then at Guru Puja also. But I've sort of often devotees ask that, and they're not particularly fixed in any meditation. I've encouraged them to meditate on during Mangalarti on Diksha Guru and on at Guru Puja to meditate on Srila Prabhupada as the founder Acharya, so that exclusive meditation, at least on Srila Prabhupada as the founder Acharya, is there. And then there can be many variations The devotee is certainly meditating always on Srila Prabhupada. It depends on who plays the most prominent role in their spiritual lives, where they're natural, where spontaneously their minds become attracted. So a lot of these questions are sort of trying to achieve some level of spontaneity by regulative means. But spontaneity best comes by purification of heart, and then it's very natural. And as I said earlier, then it's self-explanatory. Something else?
Does spontaneity arise necessarily due to advancement? Could one be meditating on one's guru because one has a personal connection with the guru? Does it necessarily have to be advanced in the same way as one does to connect with holy name?
Spontaneity comes from purity of heart, and from purity of heart comes attachment. Or one may certainly have attachment, and that awakens a certain level of spontaneity, but it's not necessarily pure. Just like a mother is spontaneously thinking about her child because she's attached to it, that doesn't necessarily make her Krishna conscious, but because attachment's there. So that type of attachment that arises from purification of heart is the best quality. Although being attached to Vaishnavas, Krishna's spiritual master, in any way is good.
How does one know if one's attachment to Guru, for example, is pure? How does one differentiate between it being maybe sentimental and actually being pure, genuine?
Pure means that I serve for the purpose of pleasing Krishna and spiritual master. So when that motivation is like that and it's steady, Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpati, then that's pure. Sagunan samatitaitan brahma guya kalpati mamcha yovya vicharina bhakti yogina sivati. Avyabhicharini, when it's avyabhicharini in quality, whether to spiritual master or to Krishna, then brahma guya, then saguna, then it's sagun. Or excuse me, saguna, then it's nirgun. Then it transcends qualities, sabu. But that's why I said any attachment is good, because one's not meant to become pure overnight. It's a process, and the process goes through stages of development, in which there's always attachment, there's always service. We emphasize the pure so that we know where we're going. Not in order to disqualify other things. So it's not that conditional devotional service is bad. It's bad if that's someone's goal and that's as far as they want to go. But if it's the stage for going further, then it's natural. But that's why Krishna says, shanar, shanar, uparamet, step by step. One comes to the stage of samadhi. So there's always sadhan and sadhya. There's the means, and then there's the end. the end is purity, but the means is step by step process for getting there. To be achieved by regulated means. Because spontaneity is only possible as a means in itself when there's at least high level of purification of the heart. People say, well, I only want to do something that I feel like doing, but that's not devotional service. That may be devotional service in an advanced stage, but it's not the sadhana, it's not the practice that we follow.